In the fourth chapter of Job, we see a man of God who's going through really hard times, hearing a whisper from a spirit telling him that he couldn't possibly hope to be right with God. How sickly subtle are the silent whispers that drip from the accuser's tongue. How staunch and how strong must be our defence to lift the shield of faith and let the word of God resound.
As we cry out to the Lord in our trouble and experience your saving hand delivering us from our distress, still the storm to a whisper and hush the waves of the sea, and let all grow calm again as you guide us to the longed-for haven.
Oh Lord, be gracious to us. We long for you. Be our strength every morning, our salvation in times of pressure and distress.
Yes, Lord, walking in the way of your laws, we wait for you. Your name and your renown are the desire of our hearts. Our souls yearn for you during the long night hours. In the morning, our spirit longs for you.
All that we've accomplished is the result of what you've done for us, Lord, and your name alone do we honour. You've gained glory for yourself by extending your mercy to us. For when our hearts finally awoke to our real distress, we recognise how far it was from all being well with our soul, and that all our strenuous efforts to impress and succeed have been doing nothing more than giving birth to wind. Give us the courage not to turn away or to drown our sorrows in some other way, but to whisper a prayer to the one who's ever ready to intervene and save. For this fresh touch we pray, O great restoring God. You whose dew is like the dew of the morning, and whose spirit gives the sure and certain promise that you will raise from the dead all who look to you.
Will you not keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you, the one true and living God? Will you not dwell with those whose hearts are humble and contrite, and who mourn over their sins?
And now, what else have we to do but to seek your face, O Lord, you who seek to save the lost? What else but to fill our hearts with eager anticipation for your coming, with instant prayer for those whose hearts are not yet prepared to come face to face with you, or to be ready for the great and glorious days that lie beyond?